Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, Mason.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. How long? I'm trying to get this. Let's reset. Hold on. I'm going to have an agent real fast. Let's see, different from last one. Okay, so I wanted to pull you and speak with you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. So I wanted to pull you and speak with you about your QA infractions and what I kind of sent to you today, but I kind of wanted to go over it with you. You know, over the phone so you can have a better understanding than me just sending you something and then, you know, you're like, okay, I see it, I think I got it, but I just want to make sure that you do have it down pat on what I'm explaining to you, what's going on. Okay. So what I'm showing here from last week, we had a couple QA fractions from you. Let's see what we got here. My notes here for you. Come on, take it slow. Okay, here it is. Not last week. These are this week QA infractions that you got. So I wanted to speak to you about them. So, good brands, you got two zeros, which are basically called autofills. What that means is, or they're basically saying QA is saying that you did not give product knowledge on a good brand campaign, which is a call that you took through good brand. You did not provide product knowledge. There were no saves offered on a call as well, and then you exceeded the 30-second hold time. So that's one of them that you got a zero on. The other one was a koala call, basically saying that you did provide a product knowledge on this call. The verbiage on your saves, basically what you're saying is what you did was after you stated the fact that you would cancel the account, you offered a save. So I just wanted to kind of touch bases on you with that and explain to you what that actually means. Okay?
Okay.
So what that basically means is anytime that you're assisting the customer, you know, they call in the council, our job is to do is to try to, you know, refrain that from happening. We want to try to keep them as a customer. So, for instance, if a customer call in and say, hey, I'm calling in the council, you know, our first thing is we're not going to say is, okay, we can get a council for you. That's not what we want to tell them, you know. In this case, what I do recommend to do, what I do on my calls, if they do say they want a council, my question to them is there any reason that you would like the council? You know, that way they can explain to me exactly why they would like the council. If it's the bill, the charges, the product itself, you know, et cetera. That way you have a better understanding why they're calling the council.
Right.
Once you do that, then you know how to go into offering your product knowledge. For instance, it could be a dietary supplement. Well, you know, it shows that you ordered the cleanse of such and such, make sure you send the product name. Also the cleanse, the keto, it is a dietary supplement. You want to get some product knowledge on it. Looks like you did take interest in it at one point in time by agreeing to the trial offer. It does supposed to help with your weight, overall curb the appetite, support weight loss, and also, you know, whatever you're with your digestive system, whatever your product knowledge is going to be. Once you offer that, what you want to do is go in and offer your savings. Well, today, like I say, for me, I normally do is say we have a today special started off with a 35% discount. Now, like I said, it just depends on what you're calling about the council. Mm. A lot of times you may have to get a customer say, well, I'm calling the council because I'm not working right now. With those calls, what I normally do is offer holds because you don't want to offer a discount where it comes down to offering money and they're not working. Right. So you want to kind of pay attention to what you're calling about and why they're calling the council. Because if a customer's calling the council because they're not working, they don't have any income coming in. So I'm not going to want to kind of offer a 35% refund, discount, 50% discount, 75% when they're not, getting any money coming in and things like that. So my thing would be to you is just to offer more of a hold, 30-day hold, 60-day hold.
I have a question, and you said that was last week, correct? I did that.
This week, UA, that you have.
Okay, well, on the pay stub that'll be on, this the QA on the pay that we'll get this week. I haven't took one of those calls today, so it couldn't be on today. But the thing was on those two calls that I messed up on. It probably because I just started on FJ, and with FJ, and I'm kind of. With FJ is kind of different than the other ones because you got two saves offered, which I still didn't. It should have been no excuse for me not offering the saves on that. But it's just it's kind of a little different the way you talk to people on FJ and the way you talk to people on retention. So it's kind of a smoother process on FJ. So I was more focused on FJ at the time because I have been dedicated to it every day I've been working. And so after FJ's closes, then my last hour or either before I come in, before they tell me to dedicate, I'll take a couple of those retention calls. So it kind of probably got messed up right there, just trying to rush the call instead of taking my time and actually going through the protocols I'm supposed to go through, because I was unsure about what you was talking about at first. Like, when did I do that? And then I'm glad you did tell me to call so you can give me the breakdown of what actually happened.
Yeah, most definitely. Because like I said, most of the time, like honestly, Mason, since you came to the door, you have been incredible. Like I barely have to, reach out to you about, anything dealing with QA or anything like that. Normally you're on top of things. I do understand they did put you on Frank and George, which can be a little different than regular retention, and things like that. That's because of you being, one of my good agents where we can put you on something where it can be free to us, but I don't want that to interfere on what you have to deal with. Regular retention calls, because at the end of the day, you may be dedicated to Frank and Jewels, but eventually, like you said, Frank and Jewels closes at a certain time, so after that, you would still have to go back to doing regular retention calls. So, on this, like you said, there's only two infractions, but the thing is, because your auto fails on those, I wanted to go over it with you so you know what's going on with that. So, each call, and I actually said that because I just put it in Teams, but I actually sent you a little thing as well where you should be doing, it's like a call checklist on every call. You should be doing this on every call, opening the call, verifying the account, et cetera, et cetera. Like I said, I normally don't have those issues with you, but I'm just going over with you, so nothing like this in the future will happen. Hold time is only 30 seconds. You want to make sure you check back in. Most customers think you've been hung up, or you're not there anymore. Sometimes they say hello, sometimes they're hanging up, et cetera. So they are kind of locking down on that whole time. We'll make sure that you do check back in. It can be, for instance, you may have not even muted your phone, or you just can be, doing a Google Doc. That counts as 30 seconds. So what I always advise by, agents, if you have them your phone, do a little stopwatch, make sure that, you don't go over 30 seconds. What I normally do is maybe a little small talk, but it kind of takes time to master that, because you can have a customer that's on the line that's angry, but if you didn't help that customer to the point where they're satisfied, they'll apologize to you, and then you can just be letting them know I'm processing a refund, and things like that, whatever case that you be doing. I let them know what exactly I'm doing, which is causing the hold up time, but I'm still checking back in 30 seconds to let them know what's going on.
I'm learning that through Fragrant Jewels, because Fragrant Jewels is a longer process. You got to notate on a couple different places.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you at the end of the day, you still got 30-second hold time. So I'm kind of trying to master that as well, because sometimes you have to go to Google Docs, because sometimes the order won't let you reship it. So you have to put it on Google Docs and stuff like that. And you can't just have the customer sitting there. So I'm kind of getting there to where I can talk and, you know, type at the same time, and to where I can focus on what I'm typing and also have a little small talk. So I get what you're saying. It just, you know, it takes, like you said, it takes time to, you know, master that part of it, because some people can't multitask.
Exactly. You definitely, you know, so like I said, it takes time. So, yeah, you definitely understand where I'm coming from on that part. Now, the second call with the koala, you gave the product knowledge, but what they did is about the verb, which is what you got a zero on this one for, is because you basically agreed to cancel the account before you offered your saves. So, basically, you still offer saves, but you agreed, yes, we can get it canceled for you. I always tell my agents, don't mention cancel until you have already offered your three saves.
Okay.
So, okay, what that means, so that's what you kind of want to do, because, say, for instance, a customer call in, hey, I call it the council. Like I said, no one I do, is there any reason you would like the council? You know, they explain to you, blah, 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 what's going on. Okay, well, looking over the account, shows that you have been a valued customer with us. You did take some type of interest in this product before. What we can do is this. This is what I can do for you. If I'm not able to cancel, we're reviewing the account. I can definitely see what we can do, you know, to make that, to get that taken care of for you. But you don't want to basically say, yes, we can cancel. Right. That's basically, you don't want to agree to it until you offer all three saves. And then, okay, no problem. We'll go ahead and get the account canceled today and provide them the cancellation number. So on that call, that's what they auto-filled you for, because you agreed to cancel before offering, try to, you know, retain the customer, try to offer your saves.
Okay.
So that is the reason why that was this. I just kind of wanted to speak to you about that. So, you know, in the future, you know, those, it won't happen, you know, we shouldn't get any kind of keyway infractions about that, you know, because like I said, you're a really great agent. I don't have any troubles with you. I had to make sure that, you know, that you're here. Another thing, I don't know if it's, let me just double check, because I was looking at your attendance. Let me just double check and make sure it was you before I speak about it. Let me just double check here. Give me one, I'll place you on the hold, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mason. Thank you so much for being patient. Okay, so I have the attendance for them. Just a few questions I have, because with your attendance, it's showing that during your shift that you are scheduled, there's a lot of how can I put it? It's showing a lot of empty spaces. I'm guessing maybe where you're logging out maybe for a time period and logging back in and logging out and logging back in. Now, that does go towards your attendance. Are you doing that, or is it some kind of system error? I just want to make sure.
I don't recall doing that. When I call out, I make sure I go to the attendance line. And then I know I did do it one time, and that was Thursday. But I told Miss Brandy, because my head started hurting like in the middle of the day, so mm-hmm. I told her I was taking a half a day. But I didn't call in before my shift to say I was going to take a half a day, because I was planning to work that full day. But I texted her and said my head was killing me, and I texted her that at like 11:50, but I finished all the way to 3. I got to lunch, and I was going to eat lunch to see if my head felt better, and it didn't. So I texted her and said I'm not coming back in. She said okay, that's fine. And I didn't know if I had to call the attendance line or not with that. But I haven't. When I log in, I'm here for the day. If I don't come in, I'll call my attendance line and say I'm not coming. I don't know where that been. I don't know if it's okay. A system. But when I log in, I log in.
Okay, so just going forward, if you're scheduled and something like that happens in the future where, you know, you're not going to be able to finish the rest of your shift, telebranding is fine, but you also want to make sure that you call the attendance line, because what they're going to do is make it seem like you abandoned your shift.
Okay, okay. So because
you didn't call in and report it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
just make sure, you know, if there's nothing wrong with hitting the lead or anything like that, that's fine. But you still have to call that number or do it on your computer through your agent
overview
screen. Mm-hmm. And make sure that you just let them know that you're going to leave for the day and whatever the reason is. So, you know, that's put in, then you just abandon your shift, because that's what they do if it's not, you know, if you don't call out for the rest of the day or anything like that, that goes in as an abandoned shift.
Okay.
So
let me ask you this as well. Now, I do, on most days, I do leave my screen on the 5-9 screen. Like, I just leave my laptop mm-hmm. on that screen, and it still have my mm-hmm. password and my username and stuff in there. Does that have anything to do with it, like on days that I'm off and it's doing that? Or I used to leave it like that when I was in-house, so I didn't know.
Because
Ms. Pam was like,
well,
on certain days, you know, you're supposed to shut the whole computer down for the night.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know
that's fine.
Okay. But, yeah, when I log in, I log in for the day. Oh, okay. That day my head started hurting real bad, and because I don't have a problem working, and it don't matter with that.
Okay, like I said, we noticed that a lot of agents, you know, they get home and get comfortable, and a lot of the agents have been doing it. I'm not saying you personally, but it is, you know, me. Just seeing it, I am just trying to touch bases with all my agents and let them know, you know, that it does affect your attendance, things like that. You know, logging in and logging out, then logging back in and things like that. So, you know, if it's anything where, you know, there's an emergency, like you said, a headache, something where it comes up where you're just not feeling good, then definitely reach out to a lead and make sure you call the attendance line or let them know as well, so we'll know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Then you just,
yes,
you know, you're here, and then you're dedicated, say, for instance, the freaking doors, and we look up, you're not dedicated, you're not logged in, and we don't know what's going on. There's nothing in the attendance line or anything like that, so just make sure you're just crossing your eyes. Well, dying your eyes and crossing your teeth when you're dealing with that. But other than that, Mason, that's the whole thing I want to speak with you about.
All right. And like I said,
do you have any questions or anything?
No, ma'am. I mean, I know the retention protocols. I probably just slipped up on those two calls, so focused on friggin' mm-hmm. jewels. Because, I mean, friggin' jewels, I mean, I'm comfortable with it now, but that first couple of days, it was tough trying to maneuver and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a different system. They don't use Connective, and you got to use the emails. So you got to listen more to the customers, and then there you kind of got to be like a little bit. Not saying you don't be friendly in retention, but there it's like you super super friendly, because all the customers no customers calling in mad at you or nothing like that. So they want mm-hmm. you know, they want you to be super friendly and generous to those customers. It's almost like a mm-hmm. Whatever the customer wants, they get type of campaign.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you
got to go the extra mile. You know, if it is talking to your leads, that's why, you know, every questions I have, I send it to Frank and Jules, or I send it to a lead, because it's like, we got to find a solution to their problem, you know?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So I was just probably trying to, you know, make an adjustment with that and just probably got rushed on those two calls. But, you know, that won't happen again.
Okay. Well, you know, like I said, I just wanted to speak to you about it, you know, just so you understand exactly where I'm coming from on it and things like that. Then me just sending you something to the team. So I just wanted to reach out to you about it. But other than that, like I said, you're doing good and things like that. Definitely keep it up. If you have any questions or anything, you know, I'm definitely here. If I'm not here, you definitely can reach out to another lead and things like that, and they'll be able to assist you as well.
All right. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, I think that's it. You know, you're more than welcome to go ahead and go back to the ready status. And, I mean, is there any more? Do you have any questions or anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that will be it then, Mr. Mason. Like I said, that's about it. So we'll just end it off with that, though.
Okay. All right.
All right. You have a great night.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.